go at them, and Dublin failed to do that.
Yeah, just now that you call that a hit from William O'Donoghue, I wouldn't even call that a hit from William O'Donoghue. Tony Kelly made it look like a hit. All William O'Donoghue was doing was standing in his way. Tony Kelly ran into his chest, fell on the ground like he was after being killed, and took off his helmet. He played for the free, tricked the referee. William O'Donoghue's hands are out going, what the hell am I after doing here? What's Will O'Donoghue meant to do there? Jump out of his way? And let Tony Kelly only had like 2 feet down the sideline. Will O'Donoghue was standing there. He ran in, hit his chest, and actually acted like he was maybe he did hit a brick wall. But Tony Kelly totally tried to orchestrate that free, and it worked for him.
Yeah, and it looked, you'd wonder if there was only a point in the game. It was nearly more of a sympathy one, was it, at the time? I think it was such a hard hit. There was gas throughout the stadium. You know, I don't think it looked like a free to anyone, to be honest. But it was such a hard hit. And ultimately, then it did result in a very difficult free for Aidan McCarthy, which, you know, for a striker off his left side, the wind kind of tailing away to the left post, and the Limerick crowd, I suppose, badgering him from behind, it turned out difficult to write.
Tony Kelly won for me. He is form at this, and it's not a nice trade of him now, I have to say. And I'm a huge Tony Kelly fan. He did it against Cork last year. It was made light of in the Sunday game. It was in Ennis, and he threw himself to the ground at the end. And I remember Cork player, can't remember who it was. It slips my mind now.
I think it was Tim O'Matney.
Tim O'Matney, yeah, got a yellow card, and Tony went trotting off. And he was kind of, you know, it was kind of made very light of in the Sunday game that night. And he did it again last Sunday. I think Dermot Burns did it last Sunday too. He threw himself to the ground, and Pierre Duggan slapped him on the arse a couple of times, and he was right. You know, I genuinely, look, it was a hit, but Dermot Burns went down grabbing his face guard as well, as if he was after getting his head chopped off. Like, big hit from Duggan, no doubt about it, but not across the head. I just don't like to see it creeping in, and I think it needs to be called out, and it needs to be called out a little bit more, being honest. This rubbish is really starting to... It started great with me. I'm probably getting a bit angry about it, but it really is between that. And I think the refs have done a really good job in this championship of eradicating the freeze where the cornerbacks are coming out buying the freeze. And straight away, I think of Adam Hogan and Keane Kenny. Adam Hogan did it about 5 times in that league final. If you remember, I was apoplectic after it. And I think the refs have done a really good job in that. They've clearly, it's clearly been talked about in the referees' assessment meetings or whatever they're called. And they've really, really not fallen for as many as they were throughout the league and last year's championship. So it's good to see that starting being eradicated as well. I just hate to see that this is not manliness. This is not what hurling should be about. And it needs to be start being called out a little bit more.
I still think you have to be a little bit cute about it as well, though. You know, like, there was one instance in the second half, and we all know Will O'Donoghue is a complete enforcer there around the middle of the field, but Tony Kelly struck a ball up off his right-hand side from inside his own 65, and, you know, Will likes to slap for the ball a good bit, and I was just thinking to myself, after Tony struck that ball, Jesus, I'd have been going down there holding my hand and roaring that I got the follow-through of a flick, and trying to win a free from where the ball landed. I don't know. I still think you have to be trying to be cute in some of these things as well. You know, nice guys and honesty, you won't win all the time.
But I agree with you in that, Aidan. Sorry now, Willie. I do agree with you in that one. That's a slap across the hand where you're after getting a little right stinger, right? And there's a big difference on that than going down holding your head and kind of rolling around the ground.
Yeah, definitely the head ones, absolutely, yeah.
And Peter Duggan took off the helmet too, trying to act the maggot, and then ended up having to leave the pitch. So there's all sorts of stuff kind of going on. But this is the way it's going. But I definitely agree when you're letting on that you have a head injury when you don't. I think it's poor enough form. What if a referee just went crazy there and gave Will O'Donoghue a red card? We've seen stupidity like that. Here's another one that I wanted to ask you about, lads, before we get into these.